We are in the second parakot of Mishnah Gimel. Zeh HaKlal. This is the general rule. The Kol HaShoychein V'Mekabel V'Mahalich V'Zoyrek. When it comes to the sacrificing of the various offerings, as we mentioned previously, there are four stages. The first is the Shechita, the slaughtering of the animal. Thereafter is the Mekabel, which is accepting or catching the dam into a kli. Mahalich is bringing that vessel which contains this dam to the Mizbeach, and ultimately about Zayrek, the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach. So on this, the Mishnah continues by discussing, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, about how a person not only has to do the right thing, but also has to have the right machshavos, has to have the right thoughts. And when it comes to Echol Davar Shedarko Echol Lahater Davar Shedarko Lahakdir, but it comes to eating the carbon, which is a certain place where it should be eaten, or to sacrifice it, the very sacrificial parts which are consumed burned, that they're on a specific place is where it should be done. But if you had the thought of chutzlim komo, that no, I'm not going to do as the Torah prescribes, I'm going to do it in a different place, puzzle. In that situation, that offering is invalid. However, the ein bo kares, a person by eating this carbon will not get the severe punishment of kares. However, in the situation, a person would have been chutz lizmano, which means that, as we mentioned yesterday, that the pasuk, when it talks about pigul, it specifically mentions the element of time. That the Torah tells us, based on specific carbonos, how long you have to eat that carbon. And beyond that amount of time, it's no sir, it's left over. You're not allowed to any longer eat it. If a person had the machshava, the thought, during any of those four stages of the bringing of this sacrifice, that their intention is to eat it beyond that time, pigul, in that situation it is considered pigul, v'chayav alav kares, and a person who would eat from such a carbon would receive that punishment, as we quoted the pasuk yesterday. Vilvad sheyikrav hamatir kimitzvaso. And this concludes the Mishnah. It's provided that when you're makariv it, when you brought the sacrifice, the matir, that which makes the meat permissible, kimitzvaso, was done in the proper fashion. And what is that which is considered hamatir? That's referring to the zrikas adam. The sprinkling of the blood is what matir, is what permits a person to be able to eat from certain parts of the carbon. The only time that pigul applies is if the dam was actually sprinkled properly. However, in the event that a person would not have even have done that, in the event that a person would have also had an improper thought, the punishment no longer is kores.